let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Our guest on today's This Week in America, Mary Artizone, was going through a period of unemployment, financial difficulty, upset with God for not bringing in enough money for her to pay her bills on time. She wondered if God was even hearing her prayers. She decided to challenge God to remind her of many significant prayer requests of hers that were answered yes, and she would then write a book about it and share the request with others. Well, over the years, her conclusion, anything is possible with God, and God Says Yes 91 Times is her promised book. Mary has worked as a graphic artist and in the field of home health care. There were ups and downs. She remains optimistic that optimism brings turnarounds in many situations, believing that God will do amazing things for anyone who prays for help. Mary Artizone, author of the award-winning God Says Yes 91 Times, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Mary. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
I'm glad to be here.
What an inspirational story, and I did the short version of that and sort of setting exactly what happened to promote you to write this book. Let's go back and you tell your story. What happened to you that made you want to write this book, God Says Yes 91 Times?
Back in the late 80s, I was out of work quite a bit because computers were changing from cut and paste to the new computer graphics. And I knew I didn't want to sit at the computer 8 or 9 hours a day, but I didn't know what exactly I did want to do, and it was hard to find work unless you were already trained on a computer. So I eventually did file for bankruptcy around 93 because I just wasn't making enough money. I was getting some help from my father once in a while, but it was just a really difficult time for me. And I did challenge God. I said, listen, if you can remind me of enough big-time prayer requests that you said yes to over the years, someday I would sit down and write a book about it. Because I was thinking, oh, yeah, I can think of little odds and ends, but I was asking God about big-time ones. So he, over the years, he reminded me of a lot of big-time prayer requests that he said yes to.
You know, it's interesting because it would be pretty easy to lose faith during that period. Did that ever happen to you when you're thinking, why is this happening to me?
Yeah, I couldn't see. Well, maybe he just brought me to the point where I had to start being more appreciative of times that he did say yes to my prayer requests. And he wanted, and then over the years, I did start remembering a lot of big-time prayer requests that he said yes to. And when you read the book, you'll really be surprised. I remember in the Old Testament, there are passages that I included in the book about even one person praying to God can make a world of difference. And it gives passages in the Old Testament. And I noticed myself, sometimes he would give me information about things that were going to happen in the future. And I thought, okay, I'll pray about it and see what I can do to make the situation better. And, well, for example, there was the earthquake in San Francisco around 1989. And I was working on some maps at a cartography company. And that's when he brought the revelation to me that there would be an earthquake and an elevated roadway would collapse in the San Francisco area. And I thought, gosh, so I asked God, well, when's it going to happen? And he gave me the date, and then it would be in 1989. He said, okay, what could we do to keep a lot of people off the elevated roadway? So I thought, well, what happens in October? And then I thought, oh, gosh, it could be a World Series game. So I said, God, could you please make sure that when the earthquake is going to happen, that the San Francisco teams are on a World Series playoff at that time. People will be glued to their TV. People will be in the stadium. And a lot of people will be off the elevated roadway. And I said, well, could you keep everybody from getting killed? And he said, well, no, I can't really do that, but I will keep a lot of people away from the roadway. And as it turns out, that year, San Francisco had the World Series game in that area.
Yes.
A lot of people were kept off the roadways, and then everybody noticed, oh, gosh, the earthquake's here. And, you know, everybody was so glad they were not on that roadway, you know, because their lives were spared and they weren't hurt. And that was just an example of one of my premonitions, which I've gotten throughout my life, that really was helpful to people and the result of a prayer request that I made to God.
So many sports fans can remember that exact moment as they're watching the World Series and experiencing with everybody in the stadium an actual earthquake happening during that time. This is all in the book, God Says Yes 91 Times. Mary Artisone, and I'll spell that for you so you can Google it, Artisone. Book's available, of course, at Amazon. You'll find it at westbowpress.com. All those websites you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How do you think the book will help those who read it? I know that's one of the reasons you wanted to write this, was to be able to help other people. How do you think it will help other people?
Well, I think for one thing, it'll help people reflect back on their life and realize, oh my gosh, I probably did want God to do something about a certain situation. Maybe you had an idea for a product or a service that nobody had created yet, and you thought, boy, wouldn't it be great if somebody did that? And actually, that was God listening to you, and as time went on, he did create the product or service that eventually came about. Or maybe you were hoping that somebody would be cured of a certain health problem, or maybe two people would finally get their marriage problems worked out. In other words, so many, you don't have to call God out by name and say, you know, dear God, do this, do that. You can just have ideas in your mind that God is listening to, and he'll actually listen to your ideas and your whatever you think would be a good thing to happen someday, and he'll actually take you up on it. And if he thinks it's a good idea, then he will make it happen. It might happen quickly, it might take a while, but so that's one thing I've learned, you know, through writing this book.
When you went back and thought of all these examples and in writing the book, God Says Yes 91 Times, oh, were there some examples of prayer requests that were answered yes that amazed you when you went back and looked and were thoroughly amazed at what happened?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I can give you a couple, several. I'll try to be brief on each one. The creation of the singing group called the Beatles. When I was a young teenager in the 60s, I was wearing a ladybug scatter pin. And I remember at the time I was getting sick of Motown and the same old rock and roll songs. And I thought to myself, now wouldn't it be neat if a new kind of rock and roll came along and it was the singing group would be called after the name of a bug. And I said it wouldn't be called Ladybug, but then I thought maybe something like Beetle, but it would be spelled B-E-A-T-L-E-S. I thought to myself, that would be a neat name for a singing group that would do a whole new kind of rock and roll. Well, 2 years later on the Ed Sullivan Show, the Beatles came to town, and they just changed rock and roll for many years. So that was an example of one prayer request that many people around the world are familiar with. Another one would be Oprah Winfrey. When I lived in Baltimore, I was watching TV, and she was a news anchor woman. And I thought one day, you know, I bet she'd be good as a talk show host. And she could just, on her talk show, she could talk about all kinds of sensitive subjects that nobody wants to talk about, like sexual abuse or whatever. And they did eventually, about 3 months later, put the talk show on the local station, and she was the host of it. And then it was successful. And then a couple years later, I thought, I bet she could even be successful in a place like Chicago. She wouldn't have to go to New York or Los Angeles, where everybody thinks you have to go to be successful. She could go to Chicago. So a guy from WLS came and made her an offer that she could come to Chicago and he would help her go nationwide and she would even be a billionaire someday, was one of my prayer requests. Well, all of that came to pass. And another one was the creation of the Super Bowl with the football. I thought, you know, wouldn't it be great if they had a Super Bowl game with the two best teams competing? And I was living in Wisconsin at the time. And I said, God, if you think it's a good idea, make sure the Green Bay Packers win the first two Super Bowls.
I saw that coming, yes.
This game. And that happened, too, a couple years later.
That's just amazing. Just several of the stories that you'll find in Mary's book, God Says Yes 91 Times. Mary Artisone is the author and our guest on the program. You can get information on the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Do any of your prayer requests involve Jesus' mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary?
As a matter of fact, they do. When I was, for many years when I was growing up, of course, I went to a Catholic school at the time, and during the church services, we'd say the rosary and everything, and I always thought, well, the big event that happened at Fatima and at Lourdes over in Europe. They were great. But I thought, why don't we have a whole new kind of apparition event happen? And I was thinking, well, there are a lot of communist countries out there in the world now. Why don't we have her appear in a communist country, and through her apparitions in that communist country, maybe she could help change a lot of the communist countries into democracies through her intercession with God. And I chose Yugoslavia because they had a more liberal form of communism. And then when I was living in the Washington, D.C. area, I went to an embassy with a bunch of other tourists, and we went to a special presentation at the embassy. It was about tourism in Yugoslavia. And while I was there at the presentation, I had a premonition that Mary was going to appear to children within a few weeks in Yugoslavia. And as the years went by, she did. And there were many books written about the subject. That's Medjugorje. And pilgrims have gone there. They said many of them have been changed spiritually. Some have had miracles in their lives. I personally went there around 1990 and visited the shrine. And that and then as time went on, of course, you know, communism changed in all those countries. Everything was just turned upside down, which was what I wanted, too. And then another place happened, Our Lady of Good Help in near Green Bay, Wisconsin. Back in the 1800s, she appeared to a woman several times. And then during the Great Chicago Fire in the 1800s, there was a great fire up in northeastern Wisconsin near Green Bay, and that's why most people never heard of it, because of the Great Chicago Fire. And what happened was people were in a church on a 7-acre piece of land praying that their church and the land not be burnt down, because just the whole area region was being burnt to a crisp. And so she said yes to that prayer request. Their church and all the grounds around them were spared of the fire. They didn't get burnt at all. And several years ago, the Vatican approved of the whole apparition as being official, and more visitors are starting to visit there now. And, yeah, I just think, you know, she finally was recognized as having appeared in the United States, too. So I'm sure as time goes on, more people will visit that shrine up near Green Bay. It's Our Lady of Good Help.
Mary is the author of the book, God Says Yes 91 Times. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What are some of your future goals for the book?
Well, someday I would like to put the book in Beijing, China. They have a big fair in Beijing, China every year. I thought to myself it would be so great if people in China would be allowed to believe in God and not get, you know, persecuted or hurt in any way. And I thought to myself, maybe if this type of book were there and people could read it, they would start believing in God, whether they believed in Christianity or Judaism or whatever. They would at least feel free to believe in God. And then another thing I'm working on is a documentary movie for the book about some of the outstanding stories in the book. And there's a company I'm working with out in California that's going to start writing a screenplay about it. I would like to do more worldwide sales. And there's a Toronto Book Fair coming up in September that I've registered with. So I have big plans for the book.
A lot of exciting plans as well. And it's interesting, you're touching so many people with the book. What has this done for you personally? What has this meant to you? How has this impacted you?
I would say one thing it's done for me is it's I have more determination to not give up on a prayer request. Because sometimes, you know, I find that for those people who believe in Satan, I believe sometimes if you have a really big-time prayer request, and if it's spiritual in nature especially, he'll do everything he can to frustrate you and keep it from happening. But I keep telling him, listen, I'm determined. I think this is going to happen. Even if you put, you know, a monkey wrench in my plans, I'm still going to believe that this will finally happen someday. And then thankfulness, of course, for prayer requests that were answered yes over the years, too.
Why do you think God says no to some prayers or doesn't answer them the way you want them answered?
Well, one thing that was brought to my mind, and this I have to agree with, let's say, for example, you want a desired job. One reason why he might say no to that desired job is because we have forgotten about some of our previous prayer requests. For example, maybe you wanted a new desirable friendship. Maybe you wanted more income. Maybe you wanted more time off. Maybe you wanted greater chances of promotion. Well, the job that he will finally give you will usually be an answer to some past prayer request. And, you know, at the time you don't realize it, but as the months and years go by, you'll realize, yeah, he's actually answering a prayer request that you made in the past, even if it's not the one that you were doing, at, you know, when you were trying to get a certain job.
The book is God Says Yes 91 Times by Mary Artazone, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left in the show. This is something that you face. Are there steps that you can give us to praying that we can do to help our prayer request get the best answer?
Yes. I'm on a prayer line with one of the local churches, and whenever we pray our prayer requests for people who have needs, the first thing you do is you praise God. Then you thank God for anything he's done in your life in the past. You ask forgiveness for your past wrongdoings, and then you're free after that to start giving your petitions and prayer requests to God. I find doing things in that order is very helpful, and God really wants us to do that when we're making prayer requests to him.
What has this done for your spiritual life? How has that impacted that?
I'd say it gives me greater faith in the power of prayer, thankfulness for past prayer requests that were answered, yes, that I had my heart set on. That's, I would say, what it's done for my spiritual life.
The book is God Says Yes 91 Times. Mary Artazone, our guest on the program. Does the book show any gifts that God has given you that have been helpful to others? Because you are touching people.
Yes. From the time I was a little girl, I would occasionally get premonitions about things that would happen in the future. And, of course, I mentioned the one about the earthquake in San Francisco in 1989 where the elevated roadway collapsed, but there was a World Series game based on a prayer request that I made. But one thing that touches my heart personally, I have a brother named Bill who was in a car accident and became quadriplegic, and the accident happened in 1998. Well, back in 1986 when I was working on a newspaper, I was working on a story about a guy that was quadriplegic, and I said, I'm getting weird feelings inside. What's going on? So I put the picture up on the dresser when I went to bed that night. I said, listen, God, if this is my wild imagination, keep it up on the dresser. If this is really going to happen someday to me or somebody close to me, make sure it's on the floor when I wake up. When I got up the next morning, it was on the floor, and I got scared, and I said, what's going to happen, God? Well, he kept putting my brother Bill's name into my mind, and I thought, my gosh, I bet Bill's going to become a quadriplegic someday where he can't move anything from the neck down. So I said, if that's going to happen to him someday, make sure at least his right arm has some movement in it and some usage. Make sure computers are highly advanced before he needs to use a computer, and make sure he has enough money saved so he can buy a house. Otherwise, he'd get put in some nursing home and be very depressed, which a lot of people are when they get put into a nursing home at a young age in life.
The book is...
All of that took place, and I was just really thankful to God, and I still help him out on Fridays.
Well, so many stories like that in Mary's book, God Says Yes 91 Times. I know that you've been working with Reader's Magnet on getting this project out to the public and touching the lives that we've talked about. What's that been like working with Reader's Magnet?
Well, they had me they've had me in some book fairs, which has been very helpful. They're helping me with this radio show. Let me see what else. I'm trying to remember some of the other things they're doing. I've been working with a number of different agencies that have helped me a lot, but I would have to say Reader's Magnet has been right up on the top of companies that have been very helpful to me, and not just grabbing my money and running. I mean, they actually come through with good service, and I would recommend them to any author.
Well, it's a very important book, and they're assisting you getting it out there. The book is God Says Yes 91 Times. Mary Artazone is our guest and the author. That's Artazone, if you're going to Google it. The book's available, of course, at Amazon at wespopress.com, and you can link on directly to those sites by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mary, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Congratulations on the success of the book. You have so many exciting things going on, possibilities with the book. We hopefully will stay in touch. And thank you for being with us on the program today.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And I really appreciate being on here, Rick.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure to have you here. The book is God Says Yes 91 Times. Information is available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.